You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers for MLB.com Extras, Pittsburgh Pirates edition. As always, joined by the perky Tom Singer from beautiful Bradenton, Florida. Tom, you're living the dream down there, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I hope not to wake up for a while. Yes.
Absolutely.
Weather's been great. The ball's getting better. Things are looking up.
Yeah, it has been. I've been in Florida touring camps for a little more than a week now, and it's been smoking hot, layout on the Chase Lounge type weather for sure.
Too bad we can't do that, right?
Yeah, exactly. When the Pirates have not been laying on the Chase Lounge, they're still getting very good pitching, not hitting for much power, and playing without Andrew McCutchen, which is something they never want to do. Although, why don't we start there? Andrew McCutchen. If this was regular season, would he have been on the field? I mean, it seems like a very minor type thing he's going through.
Yeah. He says if this was April, he'd be playing. Maybe not at 100%, but he definitely is in game condition. But he doesn't want to get back on the field until he feels 100%. No, they said lower body soreness. It's mainly his legs, trying to get his legs under him. Definitely wouldn't call it an injury, just a like a physical readjustment, if you will.
Yeah, I'm going to call it a pit stop as he gets ready for the marathon ahead. Maybe he's going to take on a couple new tires, gas, and he'll be good to go. Tom, we're about a month into spring training from when most people got to camps, and we have a little more than 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks to go before teams break camp. So let's just do a little midterm report on the Pirates. What would you say has been the best development to this point for the Pirates in spring training?
I would say the plethora of really good arms they have, whatever bullpen they're going to end up with. There's a lot of competition, even though there aren't really that many obvious openings in that bullpen, but the choices for filling the last couple seats are quite numerous. A guy like Caminero has come in throwing very well. They have several lefties who are non-roster candidates, but four or five lefties are showing up real well, even though there's really no vacancy for the left in the bullpen because you've got Bastardo and Watson. So I would think it puts them in a pretty good position if they want to make any deals. I mean, a lot of those guys, they have no room for, and they're really too experienced to automatically consign them to AAA. So I think they're in a position to maybe make some moves with some of the really high-end relief arms that we've seen.
Tom, are you prepared to type Archimedes on a regular basis if it comes to that?
I already have it in my spell check, yes. Yeah, I'm good to go.
Okay, that's good. And the flip side of the best thing to happen, just and not necessarily looking for a negative here, but a question hanging over the Pirates as they get down to the nitty-gritty in the last couple weeks of spring training. What would you say the biggest question to be answered in camp is?
Well, other than, McCutchen health, which obviously is going to lead off any list like that, I would imagine it's what they're going to do with, Yong Ho Kang. I mean, we're back to that. He doesn't have a position. He hasn't made an appearance at second base yet, but he's played third base and shortstop. But obviously, this is a guy that they don't want to totally hide on the bench. They want to use him. And it's we don't know where they're going to use him. But otherwise, everybody, and of course, I've written a little bit about this. The whole catching situation is very fascinating because, you're pretty much locked into the couple veterans, Cervelli and Stewart as his backup. But the other two guys in camp, Tony Sanchez and Elias Diaz, have looked really good. Frankly, they've outplayed the two veterans, but in spring training, that doesn't necessarily mean too much. But, you know, just figuring out what they're going to do with those two guys. It's a really fascinating development right now. But otherwise, you know, nothing really major has surfaced question mark wise. You know, Pedro's looked good at first base. He's really hitting the ball the opposite way, getting some solid hits off left-handers. Polanco, you know, we're kind of waiting for Polanco to get going. You know, Marte's been good. Walker's hitting the snot out of the ball. He's looked really good. And Harrison, you know, when he came back from that little leg, twisted left ankle that he had, you know, he's looked solid too. So, I mean, really, there aren't really any unexpected question marks that have risen.
On the Korean shortstop, a question that has developed for me in the last week. I've been pronouncing his last name Kang the way it's spelled. When the MLB Network radio fellows were touring through the Pirates camp a couple days ago, they were pronouncing it more like Gung, like it was G-U-N-G. Is there an accepted pronunciation for his last name?
The short answer is no. I mean, we were told that you pronounce it like Gong, like the Gong Show. But a few days ago, I had a lengthy conversation with a Korean reporter, just, you know, just chatting with him. But every time he mentioned him, he said Kang. So I don't know which is the proper pronunciation. You know, I just call him Young Ho.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty smart. I'm heading through the Pirates camp, looking forward to it the next couple of days. So I'll do some investigative reporting then, see if I can get to the bottom of that. You mentioned Alvarez, and I was going to ask about that. You know, there seemed to be some question going back to the offseason as to, you know, how okay he was moving from third base to first base. You know, he had not did not go to that one camp when I think the team was hoping he would to do some early work at first. Copacetic, I would assume, because I've not heard anything otherwise. Is he? You see him settling in for a long run as a first baseman?
Yes, I do. The one thing we haven't seen him have to do is the you know, the first to second to first double play. He hasn't had that fielding chance. But a couple of things that display the fact that he is getting comfortable. You know, one of the most difficult things, if you haven't played a position, when you got that ground ball between first and second, you know, knowing when to go for it and when to let the second baseman handle it. And we've seen a couple of times where he broke for a grounder that he gave up on because he figured the second baseman would get to it. And he got back to the bag in time to, you know, handle the throws. So he hasn't had to field any bunts. And like I said, no throws to second base, which kind of gets back to the issue he had throwing the ball at third base. So we haven't seen him have to make any throws from first base. But otherwise, you know, the footwork, all that stuff seems to be coming along well. And frankly, some people have pointed out that he seems to have put on some weight in the off season. But I look at it differently. To me, he looks very solid. He's in very good condition. And I think he's looking forward to, and like I said, he's gotten some knocks off lefties. So I don't know if they're going to wind up having to do a platoon him. He may be the everyday first baseman.
Well, yeah, as we're, I mean, it's early in spring training, but I'm looking at his line as we speak, and he's got his OPS up into four digits. That's always, you know, a fast start. One of the Pirates' early home runs, a double to go along with it. So, yeah, I would think with Pedro Alvarez, it's going to come down to how he swings the bat, and nothing the Pirates would love better than to pencil him in for 30-plus home runs and 650 plate appearances, you know, if he's hitting well enough to justify him. Hey, lastly, was wanting to ask you about Jameson Taillon, who was looking like such a promising, you know, kind of on the threshold of being an impact guy for the Pirates when he had his Tommy John surgery. Back now throwing live batting practice, which has to be a very good sign. Where is he in his recovery from the Tommy John surgery?
Well, he's right on schedule and perhaps a little bit ahead of schedule. That live batting practice session went very well. Through 20 pitches, looked totally comfortable, you know, throwing to hitters, felt good afterwards. He's going to throw a couple of bullpens, and then he'll throw more BP. And the minor leaguers start playing games, exhibition games, tomorrow on the 18th. I don't think we'll see him in any games right away or anytime soon. But he's, he had a surgery April 6th, I believe, so the one-year anniversary is coming up, which is the minimum that is usually projected as rehabbing from a Tommy John surgery. And like I said, he's definitely on target. I would imagine, obviously, he's looking at extended spring training. But by the, by sometimes in May, I see him getting back into a minor league team's rotation. I don't think he'll start out at Triple-A, but maybe Altoona for, maybe four or five starts and then advance to Indianapolis. And if he keeps progressing as he is, and if there's a need for him, it's not out of the question that we could see him with the Pirates the second half of the season.
Well, if he's anything like he was for Team Canada when he crossed the boundaries and pitched against Team USA in the 2013 WBC, he's going to be something special. For Tom Singer, this is Phil Rogers. This has been MLB.com Extras, Pittsburgh Pirates Edition. Thanks for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.